भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय शिविराय निनिषन्तम् रज्ज्वा बध्वा रिपुं बलात् प्रहार्जुनम् प्रकुपितो भगवान् अम्बुजेक्षणः शिविराय निनिषन्तम् रज्ज्वा बध्वा रिपुं बलात् प्राहार्जुनम् प्रकुपितो भगवानम्बुजेक्षणः शिविराय निनिषन्तम् रज्ज्वा बध्वा रिपुं बलात् प्राहार्जुनम् प्रकुपितो भगवानम्बुजेक्षणः described here in an angry mood, but Arjuna's eyes were like balls of red copper, whereas the eyes of the Lord were like lotuses. This means that the angry mood of Arjuna and that of the Lord are not the same on the same level. The Lord is transcendence, and thus he is absolute in any stage. His anger is not like the anger of a conditioned living being within the modes of qualitative material nature, because he is absolute Both his anger and pleasure are the same. His anger is not exhibited in the three modes of material nature. It is only a sign of his bent of mind toward the cause of his devotee, because that is the transcendental nature. That is his transcendental nature. Therefore, even if he is angry, the object of anger is blessed. He is unchanged in all circumstances. Om Ajnana Tinirantasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamstam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tata Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kol Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vash Adi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare So the first thing is that there's a mistake in the translation. Who sees it? After binding Ashwatthama, Arjuna wanted to take him to the military camp. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to angry Arjuna.
Prakupita,
subject case. You're all Sanskrit scholars. So you're being trained to recognize these things. It's an error. It's not Arjuna that's mentioned here as being angry. He was mentioned in the previous verse as being angry. No, it's Krishna. Ambujekshanaha prakupitaha. Krishna was very angry. It's not Prabhupada's error. In the original Indian book, spoke to Arjuna in an angry mood. He spoke to Arjuna in an angry mood. And the editor misconstrued it to mean that Arjuna was in an angry mood because English doesn't have the same case indicators. It doesn't have case indicators. So he took it that Krishna, that Arjuna was in the angry mood, when actually the Sanskrit clearly says that it's Krishna who was prakupita. Otherwise, the statement here, both Arjuna and Lord Sri Krishna are described here in an angry mood, wouldn't be true, because there wouldn't be any description about Krishna's anger. Rather, in the previous verse and in this verse, Arjuna would be described as angry. But it's Krishna who's described here as angry. We have a conference, errors in English books. When you spot such things as this, you can report them. Errors.englishbooks, errors.english.books@bandhall.net. Somebody will look at it. Yeah, you find things that are wrong. Not typos in the database don't usually get reported to that conference.
No, it's a physical.
Yeah, if you see typos and other things that are wrong, then report them there. Errors in English books. Errors.english.books@bandhall.net. Let's get it right. Hold on.
Sorry.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Now we've got the translation right. He spoke to Arjuna in an angry mood. And that provides the basis for the comments in the purport that Krishna's anger is different from the anger of an ordinary living being. Although he's described here as prakupita. Prakupita means angry. Angry. That's kupita, right? Angry. Prakupita. Pratishta rupena. Exceedingly angry. He was more than angry. He was ultra angry. Prakupita. Krishna can be, he's absolute. He can be unlimitedly angry. We can be only somewhat angry. But Krishna can be unlimitedly angry. So here, prakupita, he was exceedingly angry because his devotees had been Vendu, the sleeping sons of Draupadi, had been killed. And several things here. His devotees had been offended. The Vedic principles had been offended. Brahminical culture, because Ashwatthama was a Brahmin, had been offended. So Krishna had multiple reasons for being angry. But Srila Prabhupada particularly points out that because of his attitude toward his devotees, which is part of his transcendental nature. We're angry because we're affected by the modes of passion and ignorance. What is that? Then, kama krodho vijayate. From desire, then the next thing, when our desire is frustrated, anger comes. So, in the ordinary living being, therefore the Brahmins are supposed to be free from anger because they're in the mode of goodness. So, of course, sometimes they become angry, but that also should be when there's a transcendental cause. But the persons in the mode of passion, they're always angry, especially the demons. They're always angry. What is that described? How is that? In the 16th chapter? Sanshita, Mahatma Paradeheshu, Pradvishanto Yasuvika. they're absorbed and they take shelter of the false ego and their own material power, dharpa. What is dharpa here?
Pride.
Hmm? Pride? Pride. Yadampo dharpo vimanasya. Pride. And kamam, lust, krodham, anger, chasangshita. They take shelter of these things. And mam atma paradeheshu pradvishanto visuyita. They're envious of Krishna's presence in the hearts of themselves and other living beings. So they offend the Lord by their obstinate pride and arrogance. So this krodha is especially seen in the demons. Tribidham narakasyedam atma, what is that? Dwaram nashanam atmanaha. Kamam krodha, kama krodha tata lopas. Tasvade tatriyam chidhi. One should give up kama, lust, krodha, anger. Kama krodha tata lopas. Three gates to hell. So these things are not seen in the Brahmins. Or in the Brahmins, they're very minimal because they're in the mode of goodness. But the persons in passion and ignorance, full of lust, full of greed, full of anger, full of all of these characteristics. So then, how is it that the personality of Godhead, or that Krishna is showing these things? Does it mean that Krishna is an ordinary conditioned soul like us? It doesn't mean that. Krishna's anger is transcendental. Krishna's lust is transcendental. When it seems that Krishna is lusting, it's not lust. It's another of his transcendental characteristics that he displays in reciprocating with his devotees. Here also, anger. It's exhibited as one of his features in transcendental reciprocation with his devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, Naham, what is that? Let's see, the seventh chapter. No. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasas cha ye matta eveti tam vidhi natva aham te te mai. There's so many things that are manifested by sattva-guna or rajaguna or tamaguna. You should know that all of them come from me. And still, I'm not in them. They're in me. Natvaham teshu. I'm not in them. Te mayi. They're in me. The Lord is not situated within the modes of material nature. Chibhir gunamayara pavayara ebi sarvamidam jagat mohitam navijam. The whole material world is bewildered by these three modes of material nature. Chibhir, gunamaya, bhavaya. The mentality of infected by these three modes of material nature affects everyone, the whole world. And therefore they're bewildered, mohita. And being bewildered, they don't understand Krishna, na abhijanati. who is Krishna? Mamevya Paramavya, the person who is transcendental to material existence, transcendental to these three modes, who is inexhaustible and beyond the modes of nature. They don't understand Krishna because they're bewildered by these modes. Bewildered by these modes, they think that he's in the same status that they are. All looks yellow to the jaundiced eye. When you have jaundice, everything looks yellow. It doesn't mean everything is yellow, it means your eyes are yellow. Now, for the materialistic person who's mohita, bewildered by these three modes of nature, it looks like Krishna is also in these three modes of nature. Because that's their mentality. They think it's his mentality also. What is that? Atmavan manyate jagat. They see everyone. They think everyone's like them. Because they're lusty and greedy. They think Krishna's lusty and greedy. Because they're angry. They think Krishna's angry. They don't understand Krishna's transcendental nature. Dayaviyesha gunamayi mamamaya jagatya. By surrendering to Krishna, one can get free from Trigunamayi Maya. Then how can Krishna be in Maya? If by surrendering to Krishna you get free from Maya, how can Krishna be in Maya? By surrendering to another prisoner, do you get out of prison? You have to surrender to the free man, the governor or the warden or some authority who's not subject to the prison law. Then he says, yes, come on. But if you surrender to another person who's bound hand and foot like you, what can he do for you? So, if by surrendering to Krishna one gets free from Maya, then how could Krishna be within the realm of Maya? But the fools don't understand it. Namam duskritanam mutta prabhujante naradam. Maya pratigyana asura palamashri. Because they have a demonic nature, asura palamashri. They don't surrender to Krishna. Rather, abhijananti, they deride Krishna. Abhijananti ma mudha manashintanamashri. They think that he's accepted an ordinary material body like them. Padam bhava jananto manabhuta mahesha. They don't understand that he's the supreme personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada makes this point very clearly, that Arjuna's anger and Krishna's anger are on a different level. Ambujekshana, Krishna's the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead. The lotus sits on the water and yet is not within the water. Padma patrami bhavasa. So Krishna, although his eyes also became showed signs of anger, was not materially angry. He was spiritually angry, which is more powerful. He was absolutely angry. Shiviraya Ninishnantam Rajva Badva Ripumbala. It seemed that Arjuna was bringing Ashwatthama to the camp, bound like an animal. But Krishna, why bring him to the camp? Just kill him. Just kill him. Why take him to the camp? He should be killed, period. Shri Raya Ninishnantam. Rajva Badva Ripumbala. That's been commented on in the previous verse, that although he was a Brahmin, Arjuna bound him just like an animal, just like a dog or some animal, by force, bala. He was not worthy of the respect. Generally, a Brahmin is worshipped. Dvija Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Puja. But there was no question of puja to this Brahmin. Rather, he was bound up like an animal. Rajva Badva Ripum Bala. Praharjana Prakupito. So the Lord spoke to Arjuna in an angry mood. But Prabhupada comments that because Krishna is absolute, his anger is also a blessing. Materially, anger is not appreciated. No one wants to be the object of anger. Why are you angry at me? No one wants to be have anger directed at them. We all want to have mild or beneficent feelings directed towards us. But if Krishna becomes angry with you, that's also good. That's also good. Just like Kali, Krishna was dancing on his hoods and beating the daylights out of him with thunderbolts on his lotus feet. He was smashing the hoods of Kali. Kali was vomiting poison and his heads were drooping and he was practically knocked out. But the Nagapatnis were praying to the Lord, what pious activities must our husband have performed in his previous lives so that he's so lucky that you're dancing on his heads? He's getting the dust of your lotus feet on his hoods. Even Lord Brahma, who is the most pious living being in the universe, couldn't get the dust from your feet. He was praying, "Oh Lord, please let me have the dust from your lotus," but he couldn't get it. And now this serpent is getting that dust. So what pious acts must he have performed to become so fortunate? That means that because Krishna's anger is absolute, even if he kicks you, that's very wonderful to be kicked by Krishna. Who was that? Just like that. Who was it? Shivananda Sen's son? Who was it that got kicked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu? Shivananda Sen himself. He got kicked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So what was it? Wife was angry or someone was angry? Son, his son-in-law. Shivananda Sen said, "Why are you angry? Kicked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It's very, very fortunate." Similarly, there was a big crowd and someone was pressing on the Dvaitacharya, I think. Someone was pressing on him in the crowd and finally turned around and slapped him. Who was that? Pushing him a little out of the way, and Srivas turned around and slapped him, right? So he was very fortunate. He was slapped by Srivas Thakur. So to be kicked by the Lord or slapped by the Lord or his devotee is good fortune. It's good fortune. At least you got noticed. Better, of course, we don't try to be the objects of anger for the Lord or the Lord's devotees. But at least if you get noticed by the Lord, even in an angry mood, that's good. Kamsa, you got liberation. The Lord was so angry, he personally beat the life out of him. So Kamsa was fortunate. All the soldiers at Kurukshetra, they got liberation. They were purified by the arrows of Arjuna. So, even if Krishna shows anger towards someone, that person is blessed. Then what to speak of those who attract the Lord's affection? If even the persons who are slapped by the Lord, or kicked by the Lord, or killed by the Lord, get the Lord's benedictions, attain liberation, then what to speak of those who attract the Lord's affectionate glance? Therefore, anukulyena Krishna Natsuna. Favorably, we try to satisfy Krishna, to please Krishna. But in any case, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yata tata vabhidhatulam, you can embrace me or you can kick me. Either one is all right. Mat prananatas tu sevana. That's up to Krishna. He may, just like sometimes we're kicked by material nature. Material nature is also Krishna's agent. So sometimes we're kicked. Materialists also, they're kicked by material nature. But when the materialist is kicked, then he's angry at the world. What did I do? Why me? Or this is proof there's no God. If there were a God, this wouldn't have happened. But the devotee goes on offering obeisances to the Lord. Tatte nukampam susamikshamam punjane vatma kutam vipakam. Ridvag vapu bhir bhagavan namaste. Bhagavan namaste. He goes on offering obeisances to the Lord. Goes on offering obeisances. Oh, the Lord beat me up. That's good. That's therapeutic. Just like people go to the doctor and the doctor cuts him, or the doctor, you know, opens him up, or the doctor administers a purgative and, you know, knocks the crap out of him. And people pay money for it. People pay money and thank him. Thank you, doctor. Huh? Why? It was therapeutic. It was therapeutic. So if we're even beat up by material nature, that's also good things. The Krishna's blessing is everywhere. Even the harsh dealings of material nature are ultimately Krishna's blessing, probably, just like the act of the father who puts his son under the care of a stern taskmaster. It's for the son's benefit. Or people that send their sons to a military academy. And what is that military academy? Some sergeant is barking at you, "Hey, soldier, right!" Putting you through torture, practically. Even we were reading, the president has justified some of the torture techniques being used on Iraqi soldiers by saying these same things are done to the American military personnel in training. We do these same things to them, so what's wrong with it? Of course, it's torture. That's a separate issue. But the point is that they're even torturing the cadets, they're torturing the military trainees, and the military trainees are signing up for it. Yes, please torture us. Why? Then we become strong. If we're captured by the enemy will have a hard time with us because we'll be strong and we'll have done this training. So the devotee takes everything as Krishna's mercy, whether he throws roses or thunderbolts. Everything is the mercy of the Lord. Suradam Sarvabhutam. He's the best friend of all living beings. All right, some questions? Yes.
Mentioned that his anger created fear in the animals in the ocean.
Yeah. Ramchandra was practically boiling up the ocean.
It looks contrast that Krishna's anger is not as fearful as Ramchandra's.
Well, it depends who you are. If you're Krishna, Kamsa was pretty afraid. Krishna or Lord Ramchandra. Krishna's absolute, Ramchandra's absolute. Whoever becomes the object of his anger had better watch out. Not that, oh, Krishna's just a coward boy. They were thinking like that. And Krishna's just a coward boy, what can he do? He showed them what he could do. Ramchandra may look more dangerous because he's got a bow and weapons. Even Lord Balaram, just with a straw, he can kill the Ramaharsha. Don't think that because he's not carrying a bow and arrow, everything's cool. Lord Balaram becomes angry with a straw, he can kill it. Lord Ramchandra is a plenary portion of the Lord. Whatever potency is manifested by Lord Ramchandra is there in Krishna. Even it appears that Lord Ramchandra is more moral than Krishna. But Krishna is the reservoir of morality also. Tatrashi vijayo bhutir guva nityam kirtanam. Whatever he does is absolutely moral. Only from the materialistic point of view does it seem. No, Lord Ramchandra is moral and Krishna is immoral. No, Lord Ramchandra's show of morality is only partial. Krishna is absolutely moral and Lord Ramchandra is absolutely immoral. But Lord Ramchandra, in his role as a king, showed morality within the standard of human behavior. And Krishna transcended ordinary mundane morality. But still he was absolutely moral. He was dancing with his own energies. What's wrong there? See a conch about to blow.